see the Chase Young block at the end there. Did you kind of see it developing from afar, and then just kind of talking through your mindset again, just like just going to attack mode and just going?
Yeah. So
like that.
On the defensive end, towards the end of games, like usually teams will go to like a. They'll have their guard come straight down, and they'll have their big set of screen and just try to get downhill, especially down one.
Yeah.
So I was guarding the trailer, who was like half court. So I just saw the guy picking up speed, and I was just like, I'm gonna try to meet him at the rim, cause I mean I'm an athletic guy, so just trying to get my hand on the ball and try to help the team win. He also blocked it, by the way. Kyron actually, he got a hand on it as well.
Yeah, for you, Kyron. You looked super comfortable out there. You led the team in scoring. I was just wondering, what do you see your role in the offense, and what do you think some of your strengths are on that side of the court?
I think just playing within the flow of the game. I made a couple of shots early, so my confidence was high. But I think just taking what the defense gives me and scoring the ball when the opportunity comes.
Yeah, Kai, I think this is a career high.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. You obviously had a much better stretch the past five or six games. You obviously had three at the end. Wasn't the game winner, but basically was. What it would have been.
Yeah.
How much kind of belief and confidence does that give you kind of hitting that shot in that big moment, you know, going into the tournament, things like that?
I mean, it's always big. I mean, hitting shots is always big for confidence. But it's just a testament to, like, what I do. Come in, work, take a lot of shots. So I was confident when I caught the ball and I was going up and I was going to make it. So that's what happened.
And then I guess, Anthony, for you, you know, you're one of two seniors that plays for the team right now. Do you think that, you know, in those big moments down the stretch, do you feel like you kind of have a responsibility to kind of show for the team and kind of make those plays?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of I've actually had the privilege to see a lot of players ahead of me who have taken that role, Javonte, Souk, Walt. So just being able to look at those guys and how they handle the situation and just try to, in my point of view, try to, you know, make the right play. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I do take responsibility defensively for sure. But offensively, like, if I have a shot, I'm going to take it. If there's a better play to be made, like, I mean, I just want to win. So I don't care if I make the last shot or Otto Landrum makes the last shot. Like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, a win's a win. And right now, we're in crunch time, and we need all the wins we can get. So.
This is also your first three-game win streak for both of you. Three-game win streak of the year. Coach told me after the American game that, like, you need to win three in a row to do something special in the tournament. How much does winning three in a row finally, how much does that kind of give you guys momentum-wise, confidence-wise, these last two games and then going into the tournament?
I think it's big. I think at this point in the season, it's a time where, like, we need to be playing at our best. And I think winning three in a row gives us momentum to come in and just attack every day and go pursue the goal of winning the Patriot League title.
Yeah, I'll add on to that. So, I mean, if you looked at our team at the beginning of the year, me personally, I wouldn't think that we would be in this situation where, like, I feel like we would be a lot better as record-wise. But I also, as an older guy, and I was out for a lot of games, and we also have Malcolm Shimezi, who's a big part of our team. He hasn't been playing that much. But just I knew when that happened and we had those two key people out, like, I knew it was going to take time for the younger guys to, like, get accustomed to the college game. Like, it's a lot faster, a lot more physicality, a lot more precision. Like, you don't really have room for mistakes. And I feel like at the beginning of the year, like, it was good for us to allow them to work through that. And, like, right now, I feel like, and I tell the guys all the time, like, we're hitting our stride at the right time. And three games is great. But in order to win the tournament, we need, what, three, four games straight to win that. So I'm looking for a lot more than three. I'm looking to continue this throughout the rest of the season. And that's just the attitude we have to play with, because as a team, like, there's games where we come out flat and our mentality has to be, like, we're fighting for something at the end of the day.
Sorry, I want to give you a question. Just a follow-up. You kind of mentioned that it takes a long time for the young guys to kind of come through. Kyron, I was wondering, what have you kind of experienced just adjusting to the speed of the game, the physicality of the college game, and just kind of walking through the journey you've had from the start of the year, obviously at the slump in the middle and now here. What do you think you kind of learned about just being a college basketball player in general?
Main thing, probably that everything is hard. I mean, just the college athlete life, the practices, the workload, just managing that. But coming in and staying focused and leaning on those who have gone through it before. And I think Miles and Ant does a good job of just mentoring us to know, like, keep pushing. Like, one loss doesn't make you, one, just like one win doesn't make you. So I feel like just coming in, adjusting, and playing it hard really just helped me to acclimate to the college basketball.
Just in such like an up and down game like this, that's, you know, so intense, so many emotions going through it, how do you guys personally like stay composed in the moment and put your best foot forward?
I mean, I'll speak on that. I know during the game I had a little moment when I got my rebound and they called an offensive foul. Because obviously at that point in the game, seven minutes left, I know I have my fourth foul. I know I'm going to have to be sitting there for a while. I'm not even to help my team win. But there's just, especially as a leader, like, you have to be able to shift your mindset. Like, yeah, okay, I was out. But, like, when they come for a media timeout, like, I need to be in the huddle before the coaches get there, because the coaches talk before every huddle. I need to be the first one in there trying to get people, like, if they make their run, like, yo, we're gonna make our run. Keep being aggressive. Like, it's just, there's definitely like a change in attitude that we all need to possess, like, when stuff's not going our way. And that's what we've talked about all year, and that's who we are. It's just next man up and just look out for your brother.
Yeah, I think it's about like grit and confidence. I mean, we were able to grind it out even though like they made a run. We were able to withstand it. We made our run because we were confident in ourselves that we could pull the job out.
And then I just want to ask, what do you guys think happened on that 18-0 run they went? They had those two dunks from the big in there. It looks like you had like a switching problem on defense. Yeah. And then on offense, you guys just could not get into the paint at all after scoring 30 points in the paint in the first half. Just what happened in the first 10 minutes of the first half there?
Like I said to the last question, like, if you look at our trend throughout the season, we play a really good half and we play a really bad half. So, and that's where the coaches have been on us. Like, we came into the halftime and we all said, yo, we're gonna be ready to play. But there's a difference between saying it and like feeling it and actually going to do it. Like, those first 4 minutes set the tone for the whole half. So they won those first 4 minutes and they started feeling good about themselves, and then they just kept rolling. Like team's gonna make their run, but you have to sustain their run. Like, instead of it being an 18-0 run, let's make it a 6-0 run instead of an 18-0 run. So we just have to be able to move on to the next play and not allow it to, like, keep trickling. Because, like, I feel like once people go on runs, like, it's due to youth at some point. Like, you're, like, you kind of – because when I was young, I kind of did the same thing. I'm like, oh, I need it. I'm going to score and try to get – like, I'm going to try to stop the run. But, I mean, yeah, we just got to come out better and more intense and – like, just how we started the game, like, that's how we have to start the second half. Like, we have to go into the second half thinking it's 0-0. And I think that would be what wins or makes us lose in the tournament. It's going to be if we can put two halves together.
That was well said.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you, guys.